Dark Tide, written by Alicia Yashinska and read by Lori Prince.
It'll be fine. She won't pick me.
Of course not. Lena pressed a fingertip into the doorframe. She only takes the pretty ones.
And we both know that I'm anything but pretty.
Finley grinned at his reflection in the mirror, a lock of licorice black hair falling forward into eyes as gray as the winter sea. Lena had the same hair, but dyed it. The same eyes, but they were set too far apart. The same sand gold skin, but she'd been cursed with Ma's unfortunate nose. One day, she'd figure out how her brother had managed to steal all the good genes.
It'll be fine,
Finley repeated for the 1,000th time, smoothing down his suit, grin fading into seriousness.
We'll stick together, be in and out of it all before you can worry. Ready?
Lena looped the string of blood coral beads he gifted her for her 17th birthday twice around her neck. Glossy red and round as marbles. They clicked as they fell to rest against her chest.
We can just go to Uncle's.
I'll go with you. He'll skin us alive if he finds out you a lock of hair. Finley cut in.
7 strands of a witch's hair to tie into a charm to heal your ankle. That's what you're hoping to get tonight.
Lena hesitated. It wasn't to heal her ankle, which was healing fine on its own. It was to tie into a charm to curse the brother who'd broken it. Finley's gaze locked on her leg. The plaster was off now, the bare skin still sickly pale and slightly swollen. Because she'd danced on it, she knew she shouldn't have. She wasn't allowed to. Not yet. But she'd been laid up for weeks and weeks. The urge to move was like an itch, and she'd needed to know she could still dance. Guilt crossed her brother's features, a passing shadow, quickly masked by a jaw-clenching determination.
I'll get the strands for you.
Why did he insist on playing the villain and the hero? Either way, it piled the blame on her shoulders. Everything he did was somehow because of her. She could imagine what the rest of the family would say if anything happened tonight. Why didn't you stop him? He only took the risk for you. Because you weren't well enough to dance. Finley's violin gleamed at the foot of his bed. She'd heard him rehearsing The Witch's Reel and 7 Ravens. The same songs Merrick had played at the revel last year to win a spell to enter someone's dreams. The same songs Lena had danced to in order to win a charm of protection for their mother's ship. She shifted, biting back her frustration, letting her strong leg take her weight. I'll meet you downstairs. Your tie's crooked. Finley's brow creased in alarm. He squinted at his reflection, tugging his tie, swatting at his cowlick, which immediately sprang up again just to spite him.
Make sure the doors are locked.
Lena nodded. A tiny grim smile pulling at the corners of her mouth. Oh, I will. There was no use in arguing. She'd just waste more breath. She was finished pleading, done with listing the endless reasons why what he was planning to do wasn't safe. He was just as stubborn as she was.